Today's shiur is Masechet Bava Kama Daf Yud. We will begin on Daf Tesamid Beis with the Gemara right after the Mishnah, 14 lines from the top of the Yomid. As we are learning our shiur today, there is a mass rally in Midtown on behalf of the Israeli soldiers in Gaza, and we would like to dedicate this shiur with the learning of over 1,000 people around the world in the schus of those soldiers who are protecting Klal Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael. Begins the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. The Rabbanan taught in a brisa. Kol shechafti b'shmirasi hechsharti as niskoi. These are the same words that we had in the Mishnah that we learned yesterday. And we had two pshatim in Rashi, what it means, hechsharti es niskoi, Rashi's own pshat, and that from his Rebbe. Rashi said that it means that I caused and prepared a nezek if I did not guard it properly. That's what it means by hechsharti es niskoi. Rashi's Rebbe learned that if that which I didn't guard properly did a damage, then I have to make good on the nezek. I have to pay the person who I caused damage to. What our Gemara, what the Braisa here is focusing on is the word kol shechafti b'shmirasoi. What is the kol marbe? And the Gemara, the Braisa is going to answer that it is marbe where I did have a shmira, but it wasn't an adequate shmira. If I had no shmira whatsoever, that's simple, pashit, that I'm chayiv. But even where I had shmira, but it was a shmira ra'ua, not an adequate shmira, I'm also chayiv. Kate said, what's an example of this? Shor ubor. If I had a shor, an ox, or a pit, shemesoron, lechera shayt v'katan. I gave it over to someone who doesn't have full das. I gave it over to a cheresh, is a deaf mute, a shot, an imbecile, or a katan, a minor. So I'm giving it over to someone who's not capable of watching this potential mazik, v'hiziku, and the shore or the boar caused damage. So then I, who gave it over to the cheresh v'katan, chayiv l'shalom, I am mechuyiv to pay. However, in the same case, mashayin came be'esh. In eish, I would be potter. So the Gemara, of course, wants to find an example of where I would be chayiv for shore or boar concerning a cheresh v'katan, and I would be potter from eish. But this already is the kol shechafti b'shmirasai. I gave it over, I did protect it in, to some extent by giving it over to cheresh v'katan. But that's an inadequate protection. That's what the Mishnah is mechadesh kol, that they are included, that I would be chayiv if the shore boar caused damage. But my eskinin asked the Gemara, what are we speaking about? Elam, if you're going to say, bishor kosher, it's speaking about a tied up ox, ubor mechusa, and a pit that is has a cover on top of the hole. And what would be, to be consistent, in the case of eish, the cover say gabe eish, it would be gachelis. I would be giving over a coal into the hands of the cheresheit of a cotton, and it means that both in the case of the shore and the boar and the eish, it's a potential hazard. But right now, it's for example, the eish is not a shalheves. It's not a flaming fire. You have to blow on the gachelis to get it to be become a fire. The shore is tied up right now. It's fettered. In order for it to be a damage, to cause damage, it would have to get untied. The boar would have to have the cover taken off of it. So it's a potential hazard, but the way I'm giving it over, it's not in a state yet of causing hazard, causing a hezek. So maishnahocha. If this in fact is the case, so what is the difference? If I say a gachelis, I would be putter for what the cheresh v'katan did, then why am I in fact chayiv when I gave over a shor kosher or a bor mechusa? Elo, we have to say b'shor mutar ubor megula. We'll have to say no. The case is speaking about I gave an untied ox and I gave an open pit. Had I given it to a bardas, he would have been able to watch that the shore does not do damage and that a person, that an ox would not fall into the boar. Dikavasa gabi eish. What's a consistent case in when we speak about Eish, Shalhavis, that I'm giving over a fire. It's not a coal that has to be blown on for fire, but it's already a fire. So what are you telling me the din is? Mashain came Beish to Potter, that in Eish, in this case, you would be Potter. I'm going to bring you Resh Lakish in the name of Chizkiah, who tells us further on Daf Nun Tesamid Beis that that is not true, that by Eish you would also be Chayiv. That's Gemara's question. We'll soon see Resh Lakish in one moment. The Mephorshim say that the Gemara didn't have to bring Resh Lakish. The Gemara could have said the same as it said before, Maishna Hacha uMaishna Hacha, without Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish is going to tell us he's Chayiv. But even if I wouldn't have Resh Lakish, what's the difference between the two? However, the Gemara opts for a stronger question, which is the Derech of the Gemara. This is a tougher question. You say to Dinis Potter, I'll bring you factually that we found out from Resh Lakish, the name of Chizkiah. It's not true. The din is Chayiv. So not only Maishnacha. So what did Resh Lakish say? Resh Lakish is commenting in the name of Chizkiah on a Mishnah further in Perek HaKoinis, Daf Nun Tesamid Beis, where the Mishnah says that Hashaleich HaSabeira Biyad Cherish HaDevekatan Potter B'dinei Adam V'chayiv B'dinei Shemayim, that your potter, as far as Bezdin, cannot be mechayiv you, but you are morally, you're found guilty when you do this by Bezdin Shalmailo. So what did Resh Lakish comment on that Mishnah, on Daf Nun Testament Beis? V'amar Resh Lakish Shemayim Chizkiah Loi Shanu When do I say he's potter b'dinei adam? That's if I gave over to the cheresh of a cotton a coal which the cheresh blew on and blew it into a fire. Avo shall have as, but if I actually gave a burning, flaming fire over to the cheresh, chayiv, then the owner of the fire is chayiv. So what are you telling me? The din is by Eish potter. Resh Lakish said the name of Chizkiah, it's chayiv. My time. And what's the reasoning behind this? The habori hezekah, because it's a definite hezek. Rashi says the word bori means mizuman. It is ready. It is ready to go to cause hezek. In other words, you give a flaming fire in the hands of an irresponsible person, a cheresheit of a cotton. So what you're doing is you're setting yourself up to definitely cause a hezek. And that's the reason why Resh Lakish says Yechayv. The Mishnah says Potter, because the Mishnah speaking about you didn't give him a flaming fire. You gave him a coal, which the Cheresh had a blow on, but you didn't give him a flaming fire. Now, actually, the Mephorshim speak out that we could give a teretz to this kasha. What would the teretz be? As we mentioned, the lashon of the Mishnah there was Hashoyleach Esabeira Biat Cheresh Avikat. You sent it, which the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis understands to mean you maliciously, with intent, sent the Cheresh Ha'Tevi Katan with this burning flame into somebody else's field, knowing full well that it's going to cause a fire. However, here we're not speaking about such a case. Here we're speaking about where you gave it to the Cheresh Ha'Tevi Katan. You didn't send them there to cause a fire, by giving it over to Cheresh Ha'Tevi Katan, and he's not a responsible person, it caused the fire. But it's not the exact same case as there. However, the Mephorshim say that this chilek, although it's a chilek, but it lemaisa, it's not a chilek. Because just like when you send the Cheresh Ha'Tevi Katan to burn something, it's going to cause a fire. By giving over a flame in the hands of a Cheresh Ha'Tevi Katan, it's tantamount to sending him, and that chilek is not halachically considered a chilek. So therefore the Gemara says you cannot say that pshat, because Resh Lakish refutes it by saying it's chayiv. So the Gemara goes back to before. Lo'olam b'shor kosher bor mechusa. Let's go back and say it's speaking about an ox that's tied up and a boar, a pit that's closed, has a cover on it. Udekav esteg abi eish. What's the similar case by eish gachelis, a coal? Udekav amrat, you asked me before on that, maishnacha, maishnacha. What is the difference between the two cases? Why by gachelis am I potter? And why by bor mechusa and shor kosher am I chayiv? The answer is, shor darkelin tuke. Bor darkelin ture. And here we have a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. The way Rashi learns, a ox by himself, if he is tied up, he will wiggle and wiggle until he loosens himself from the ropes. A boar the way of a bor, when people walk into Rishus HaRabim, it through the vibrations that are caused by the people walking, so that causes the cover of the pit to get dislodged. Gacheles kama deshavik la ma'amya amya va'azla. But by a coal, if you leave it alone by itself, it'll get dimmer and dimmer until it goes out completely. So Rashi learns that by a shor and a bor, you should have understood when you gave it over to Cheresh Advokaten that eventually the shor by itself will untie itself. The bor, through the vibrations, will become an open bor. Therefore, you are chayiv, and Rashi says, even if the Cheresh Advokaten opens the bor, and even if the Cheresh Advokaten unties the ox, you are still chayiv, because you should have had in mind that what am I doing here? I'm giving over something that eventually is going to turn into a mazik, not in the hands of someone who can protect it. I'm doing a boria zekah. So therefore, I'm chayiv. However, this is all the pshat of Rashi. In the case of a gacheles, it's not by itself going to turn into fire. It's going to require the Cheresh HaDvikaten to blow on it. So Rashi says, I didn't have to think that the Cheresh HaDvikaten would do this necessarily. I could have thought that in a few moments, the Cheresh HaDvikaten may not do it, and by that time, it'll extinguish. And therefore, even if the Cheresh HaDvikaten blew on it and it turned into a fire and it caused damage, I am Potter B'dinei Adam. I'm Taka Chayv B'dinei Shemayim, but at least I'm Potter B'dinei Adam. This is the pshat of Rashi in the Gemara. Tosfos doesn't like this pshat because Tosfos says, if you're speaking about a shor that is tied, shor kosher, and a bor that's mechusa, so l'chayr it would mean it's kosher and mechusa properly, and that it won't open by itself. Therefore, Tosfos learns that by a Cheresh HaDvikaten, when you give over to a Cheresh HaDvikaten a tied up ox, the nature of the Cheresh HaDvikaten is when he sees the ox wiggling in his ropes, he's going to try to help the ox to get loose. Or where he has the bor mechusa, the Cheresh HaDvikaten will be curious what's under the cover of the bor. And Mimela, the Cheresh HaDvikaten will help in opening it up. Mashiein came by a gacheles, Tosfos says, there, the Cheresh HaDvikaten are not necessarily interested in making it into a fire, and that's why the owner of the gacheles would be Potter Midinei Adam. So learns Tosfos in Divrei HaMaskil, Shor Ovid Lentuket. Continues the Gemara. Ul Rabbi Yochanan Damar, Afilo Masulai shall have Isnami Potter. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that even if you give over to the Cheresh HaDvikaten, they shall have us a fire. You're also Potter Medina Yadam, not only a Gecheles, the Kavasah HaCha, what is consistent over here, Bishor Mutter, speaking about an ox that is untied, Ubor Megula, and a pit that is not covered. So I have that same question I had before, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Maishnahacha, why by Shor and Bor do you say he's Chayiv, and why by Eish, by Eishal Heves, do you say he's Potter? The Gemara answers, Hasim over there by the fire, Tzafsa de Cheresh Kagarim. Hacha loy Tzafsa de Cheresh Kagarim. Rashi learns two pshatim in the word Tzafsa. One is spelled with a beis, and one is spelled with two vavs. If you see the Rashi at the bottom of the Yom, it's three lines from the bottom. Lishnach Rinnegar, Sinan, Tzafsa. So according to the first pshat, Tzafsa means the grasp, the control. In other words, I give him the fire, but now it's up to his hand, the Cheresh HaDvikaten, his control, where that Shalhevis is going to end up. So therefore, the owner of the Shalhevis has a partial excuse that I gave over something that's left over to the control of the Cheresh HaDvikaten. However, or according to second Chad and Rashi, Tzafsa two vavs, it means the joint relationship between the fire and the two vav, tzadik vav vav, tof aleph, means like companionship, the joint relationship between the fire and the Cheresh HaDvikaten, that's what caused the eventual damage. Mashi enkein by shor mutter, an unfettered ox, or a bor megula, There, the Chereshai Devekotin just doesn't have to do anything. He's just like nobody's there. So you've given over a mazik without any shmira. So there, you're Varechayev. Mashiachin over here, where you've given it over to Chereshai Devekotin, and now it's dependent on what the Chereshai Devekotin is going to do with it. Maybe he'll take his arm and squash the fire into the ground, and nothing will happen. So it's not totally on the onus of the Baal Ha'esh, because it depends what the Chereshai Devekotin will do with it. But by Shor and Bor, it doesn't depend on him at all. If he does nothing, it's going to cause damage. So therefore, you're more chayiv by Shor and Bor, as opposed to Esh, where you'll be part of Medina Adam. Tana Rabbanan. Now, we have learned chalukim between Shor, Bor, and Esh. Chumras that you have by Shor, which you don't have by Bor. By Bor, which you don't have by Shor. You don't have by Esh. The Gemara is going to compare one to the other. Tosfos, here, the third bottom Tosfos in the Amud, Divrei Maskil Chaimer B'Shor, says a klal, which Rashi, later, on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, says the same klal, on the fourth line of Rashi on Yud Amud Aleph. Let's see what Tosfos says here. Hai Shor, Hai Nu Keren. Kedemuchach B'Kula Shmaitzen. Whenever we're going, Rashi says the same thing. Kol Shor Diktani Acha, B'Keren Kamayr V'Loi B'Shen V'Regel. So when we're going to discuss Shor for the next Amud, we're referring specifically to Keren and not to Shen V'Regel. And now let's begin the Gemara. Chaimer B'Shor M'B'Bor, there's a Chumra that Shor has over Bor, and Chaimer B'Bor M'Shor, there's a Chumra of Bor over Shor. Chaimer B'Shor M'B'Bor, Shashor M'Sham, it's a Kaifer, that if a ox killed a person, the owner has to pay the Yorshim Kaifer, V'Chai B'Shor Shor Eved, you have to pay 30 Shkolim for killing an Eved of someone. Nigmar Dinei Osir Bano, if there was a Gemar Din, that this ox killed someone, as Rashi brings down two lines from the bottom of the Amud, Asur Bana, Im Hamas Adam Kirchsiv Ubala Shor Naki, Ka Adam Shaim Lakhaveri Ploini Yotza Naki Minachasav Ainway Ban Hanar. The Pasuk says Naki means that once the Shor is Paskin by Bezdin, that he's a Shor Haniskal, he killed somebody, then the owner is Naki, he's cleaned out. He gets zero value. He can't even have the carcass for any value once they have the Gemar Din. The Darker Leil Chazik. Another Chumra of Shor is that its way is to go and do Hezek. Mashenkin Babor. By Bor, there's no... Rashi brings down the last line. A Baal Abor is never chayef to pay for Misa Sodom, as we have a limud, Shor V'Lay Adam, Chamor V'Lay Kalim. So you're never chayef for Adam. There's no kaifer, there's no shleishim shalevet. Continues the brisa. Chaimer b'bor m'bishor. What's the chumra of bor m'bishor? Shabor tchilas asiyas l'nezik. Why is a bor made right from the onset? It is a potential hazard that somebody can get hurt there. Mashenk in a shore, the nature of a shore is not to damage. After three times it becomes a muid, then we could say now its nature is to damage. But it's not tchila sasiyas l'nezik. Tchila is, Ashor is used for work. Umuid mitchilasai. A boar is a muid right away. Mashen ke bishor. Shor is not, shor we know, the first three times is a tam and not a muid. As we turn to the Yud Amud Aleph, choymer bishor mi be'esh. Shor is harder than Esh, as a chumra, and chaymer be'esh b'shor, and Esh has a chumra over shor. Chaymer b'shor be'esh, shor misham kaifer. Shor pays kaifer, which is not the case, as we're going to see, by Esh. As Rashi brings down the top Rashi, why is there no kaifer by Esh? Because memanifshach. If the person died through a fire and he wasn't tied up, so we could say to him, why didn't you run away when you saw the fire? Run away. Elamai, you were tied up and you couldn't run away. So then the person who set the fire is chayv misa for killing someone. And then he's not chayv kaifer because we have a rule, kam lebe to rabbinay. When you have a harder oinish and an easier oinish, you always give only the harder oinish. So by Esh, it would never be possible a case where you have to pay kaifer. But by Shor, Shor pays kaifer. V'chayv v'shloish shel evet. The Shor has to pay 30 of the evet if he killed an evet. Nigmar dinei osur b'ano, as we learned before. Masur, now comes the halacha nagei Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish that we had in the Testament base. Masur l'cher reshayt v'katan. If the owner gave it over to cher reshayt v'katan, He gave over the shore to in the protectionship of a cher shayt v'katan chayiv. Mashen came be'esh, as we learned before. Rabbi Yochanan will learn it by Shalheves, Resh Lakish will learn it by Gacheles, as we learned in Daf Tesamid days, but there's always a case where Eish is easier by Masra L'Cher Shad V'Katan than Shor. Chaymer Be'esh V'Shor, what's the Chumra V'Esh over Shor? Shor Eish Mu'edis Metchilosa, and Eish is Mu'ed right away, Mashen Kim B'Shor, which starts off as a Tam who pays only Chatzin Nezik. Now we compare Eish to Bor. Chaymer Be'esh V'Bor, V'Chaymer V'Bor V'Eish. Chaymer Bor V'Eish at Chalas HaSios L'Nezek. A Bor is made right from the start for damage. Masul L'Cheshad V'Katan Chayiv. If you gave over, as we learned on Daf Testament Beis, a pit to be guarded by a Cher Shad V'Katan, the owner is Chayiv. Ma'ashen came Be'eish. If you give over a fire, again, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, each one according to their Shita. Whether you gave over a Gecheles, where you gave over a Shalaheves. Chaymer be'esh me'bebor. What's the chumer be'esh over bor? She'esh darka leilech lazik. An esh goes and does damage. Umwedis, and it's a mu'ed lechol bein dover royal or bein dover she'en royal. And it's a mu'ed to eat, consume things that usually you use for a fire. What do you usually use for a fire? Wood. And also things that are not roy for it. What exactly is meant by this phrase, not roy? Rashi says, lekaman mefarsh. We're going to explain this further on, exactly what this means. Ma'ashen came by bor. Bor is not darker leilech lahazik like eish. And also, bor is not chayiv for something that it's ain't a royal law, that it's not proper to be in the bor. Says the Gemara, v'lisni chaymer b'shor m'b'bor. You made here all kinds of chumras by bor, and by shor, and by eish. It seems that you omitted something. What did you omit? You omitted a difference between shor and bor. What is the difference? Shahashor, again, shor meaning keren. Hashor chayiv bo yisakelim. If an ox, as Rashi says, broke, in divrei ha'maskil chayiv bo yisakelim, im shivram b'negicha, he gored a bag that has in it, he gored Kalim, or he kicked Kalim, and these are considered a told of Keren. So a shor would be chayiv for that as Keren. Mashenke bebor, because we learned before, shor v'loy adam, chamor v'loy Kalim. So Kalim is potter by bor, but shor, because of Keren, would be chayiv for Kalim. Why didn't you tell me that difference between shor and bor? So the Gemara says, no, that's not a difference. Hamani, Rabbi Yehuda, this is going like Rabbi Yehuda. As Rashi brings down, we have a machloikus between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan in Perek Shor Shenagas Sapora, Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is the mechayiv on Niske Kalim Bebor. He holds that you're chayiv for Kalim in a bor. So there is no nafkimina in that regard. Just like a shor is chayiv for Kalim, a bor is chayiv for Kalim. Also, ask the Gemara, E Rabbi Yehuda, if you're going like Rabbi Yehuda, aim a seifa. Then I have a problem with the seifa. It says, chayim rebe eish mebor, eish is harder than bor, she eish darko lechlazik, the eish, its nature is to go and do damage, umu'ed lechol bein dover royal, bein dover shein royal, and it's a mu'ed to eat what is fitting for it, like wood, and what is not fitting for it. Mashen came to bor. Bor is not chayiv on something that's not fitting for it. So now what exactly do you mean by fire where it's dover ha-royal law and dover she'en ha-royal law? Dover ha-royal law ma'ininu. What is something proper by eish for it to consume? Eitzim. Wood. Dover she'en ha-royal law ma'ininu. What is not proper for eish? People don't use kalim. Normally you don't. You could make a fire by burning wooden kalim, but that's not the normal thing that people do. Kalim you keep to use as kalim. So that's ain a royal law. So if that's the pshat, it comes out you're telling me like this. By eish you're chayiv both for wood and kalim. Mashen came b'bor. But bor is different. You're not chayiv for kalim. But you just told me it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. E Rabbi Yehuda, I'm with mechayiv or Rabbi Yehuda on this kalim. Then your pshat doesn't work with Rabbi Yehuda. I asked you, Akasha, that there's a chilek between shor and bor, ligabi kalim. So you answer me, there's no chilek because it's going like a Yehuda, but if it's going like a Yehuda, then eish doesn't work out. Because you're telling me that Eish is chayiv for kalim, and bor is not chayiv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, bor is chayiv for kalim as well. Ho amrit mechayiv on Rabbi Yehuda on this case kalim bebor. Elo the Gemara says you're right. Lo ilam rabbanani. Really, we'll have to say it's going like the rabbanan that what bor is potter from kalim. Ah, you ask me, Akashi, if so, let it make a chilek shor and bor, that shor is chayiv in kalim and bor is potter in kalim. The ton of ishayir, it left it over. It doesn't mean that we gave every chilek in bor, shor, and eish we listed. There was one thing that we left over. So the Gemara says, wait a second, my shire, the high shire. When you leave something over, so you don't just leave one thing. If you're already leaving over, so you leave something else as well. You would have to show me another case that's left over and convince me that the Tana does not include everything. He had one exception, he had another exception. But to say he included everything except for one exception, that's hard to believe. So that's Gemara's kasha. What else did he leave over that made it legitimate that he should leave this over as well? My shire, the high shire. The answer is, shire tamun. He left over tamun, because if you think of it, really, we should have said another chilek. Both when we compare bor to eish, and when we compare shor to eish. Because bor will be chayiv by tamun. Tamun means it's covered up. So, for example, let's say a chamor fell into a he was carrying a sack, and the sack, he and the sack fell into the bor, and in the sack there was hidden kalim. So the owner of the pit will be chayiv for the chamor. And he'll be chayiv as well for the hidden thing that was damaged. The same, if an ox kicked and broke kalim that were in a sack, it's tamun, he's chayiv, even though he didn't see the kalim in the sack, he just saw the sack, he'll be chayiv. Mashi ankin by eish, the pasuk says, oi hakoma, and we learn out, just like a koma, the standing grain is golui, it's revealed, everything that eish is chayiv for has to be revealed. So there's a big chilek between shor and bor versus eish. Why didn't we say that chilek by tamun? The answer is it was left over. So just like with tamun was left over, kalim was left over as well. When we compare shor and bor, it was kalim was left over as well. Eboy is same. I'll give you a different teretz. Loyal and Rabbi Yehuda. Really, it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. Kalim was not left over because Rabbi Yehuda holds kalim is chayv by bor. But your whole problem with Rabbi Yehuda was, because then the seif of Eish doesn't work out. Because Eish is chayv by Dovah Sheina royal law, which you interpreted to mean kalim, and then you said, so how is Eish different than Bor? Because Bor, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is chayv by kalim also. So I'll tell you, you're learning wrong pshat in Dovah Sheina royal law. The Dovah Sheina royal law, lav lasuya kalim, it's not being marba kalim in Eish, Elo lasuye, a different case which you had before in the Vava Medalef, lichichon niroi, if the fire licked that which had been plowed, v'sichsicho avonav, or it scorched stones. The earth and stones are not normally damaged by fire. That's not a commodity that is normally used for fire. But if he lit a fire, and for example, by the plowing, as a result of the fire, it was necessary for his friend to replow the whole ground, so you would be chayiv, the hezek, that you caused him to replow the ground. So that's the case of eish, that's chayiv for dover she'ain a royal law, not kalim. So memela, we could say it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. If it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, he's chayiv bor by kalim. So there's no chilek eish or bor when it comes to kalim. Shor and bor, there would be no chilek when it comes to kalim. Shor is chayv for kalim, and bor is chayv according to Rebuta by kalim also. What does it mean later? Eish is chayv for dover sheina royal law, and bor is not. That's referring to scorching the ground. So here, Tosfos in the third divrei Maschil, licha nir v'sichcha avonav, Tosfos brings a Rashi, and you'll find the Rashi further down in the Amud, around 10 lines further than we're, or around 4 or 5 lines further than we are right now, Divrei HaMaskel Dosh Ben Niroi. At the end of that Rashi says, Ma She'en Kein Bebor, Delo Shayach Behezek Karka. So Tosfos quotes that Rashi. We're going to see what that's all about, Dosh B'Nirah, later. But the main point that we have to know now is that Rashi says, Boer, you can never have anything to do with damaging karka. What's Boer? A shor falls in. A chamor falls in. There's not shayach like by Eish where you can do any damage to karka. So Tosfos assumes that Rashi in our Gemara right here, when we're speaking about lichon nirei v'sichas havana, Rashi's going to say the same thing. Eish is chayav for davar royal law v'davar she'ena royal law. What is that referring to? Lichon nirei v'sichas havana. Mashi enkin b'boer, because boer can't damage karka. Boer can damage shore. Boer can damage chamor. But it can't damage karka. Tosfos says, if so, you could write a whole list of things that a fire can consume that a boar cannot hurt. For example, a house or any other structure that is kavua, says Tosfos. So why stop in licha niroi? So Tosfos learns that it means a concept, not a metzias. Because if you speak about a metzias, you can make a whole list of metzias that are shayach by esh, that are not shayach by boar. But rather it's a concept. What's the concept? That Eish is chayiv even on something which it doesn't usually damage. Fire usually doesn't damage stones and ground. However, boer is not chayiv on something that it doesn't usually do destruction to. For example, if someone would die, if a shore would fall into a pit that's 9 tvachim and die, the owner would not be chayiv, because 9 tvachim can only do normally hezek. It's only 10 tvachim that can do misa. So that's what Tosfos understands the Gemara. Licha niroi is something chayiv by esh, even though it's not normal. However, by boar, we find that if it's not normal, you're potter. That's the chalak. But it's not speaking about kalem, and therefore this whole brisa right now we're saying could go even like Rabbi Yehuda. Maskivla, Rav Ashi had a question. Listen, chomer b'shor m'boar. Let us learn that shor is more chomer than boar. Shashor chayv by shor p'sul ha-mikdashim ha-shenkin b'boar. By shor you're chayv for p'sul ha-mikdashim. However, boar you're not. Rashi here tells us a few important points. So let's learn the Rashi together. Divra maskil, shor p'sul ha-mikdashim, around 20 lines up in the Rashi from where we are in the Gemara. Shor p'sul ha-mikdashim, says Rashi, that this animal was a hegdish. It had a mum. And you, if it has a mum, you're allowed to be poyed to it. You're allowed to redeem it. Shenivdev, enough of bebor. And after you were poyed to the shor psul hamikdashim, which you're allowed now to eat its meat, you could shecht it and eat its meat, but it has certain remnants of kedusha, as we'll soon see. So the din is, if this shor psul hamikdashim fell into a pit, potter baal bor. The baal bor is potter. Why? Because the pasuk says, baal bor yishalim v'amesi aloi. He gets to keep the mace. Yatzezesh ain't a mace shaloi. But this is an exception, because a psul hamikdashim, you don't get the carcass. The afa gav the nifta, even though it was redeemed, in mace, also achilu l'klovim. Let's say it suddenly died without shechita, just a carcass, it dropped dead. You cannot feed it to dogs. As the Gemara says in Bechairus, we learn out from a pasuk, which by psul hamikdashim, tizbach v'legizah, you cannot shear it. Boser v'lechalov, you can only use it for meat, not for milk. V'achalto v'loy l'klovim. You can eat it if you shecht it, but you can't use it for dogs if it dropped dead. Or with psul hamikdashim, because of the David Apostle speaking about psul hamikdashim. But if it's not boar, but shor, one shor killed another shor that was a psul hamikdashim chayiv. Dog stiv shor reyu. What's the main point by shor? It has to be the shor of your friend. The kivin the nivda shor reyu karina bay. And since it was redeemed, it's called shor reyu. Rashi asks, by shor, it also says the pasuk v'amesi aloi. So it would seem to be the same halacha as boar, and here it can't be v'amesi aloi. Because if it's a nevela, we said that you cannot have a noah from the nevela of psul hamikdashim. But there, we learn it for a different limud. We're gonna learn it tomorrow shir, on Yud Amid Beis, l'baila metaplim b'nevela. We'll learn that sugya on Amid Beis in tomorrow shir. So we use the pasuk to teach us something else. Not that it means that there's a halacha that the mace has to belong to him, and that would mean that a shor psul hamikdashim killed by another shor would be potter. It's coming to teach us a different halacha. So the Gemara is asking, let's go back to the Gemara, why don't you make another chilek that shore psula megdashim, if a shore killed a shore psula megdashim, you're chayiv. But a boar, as we learned in Rashi, if it falls in a shore psula megdashim into a boar, you're potter, because you cannot be makayim, vameis, yeloi, because you can't have anor from it if it died without shechita. So, we had two ways to learn our whole b'raisa here. One was according to Rabbanan, one was according to Rabbuda. If you say the b'raisa is going according to Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, we learned a few things that were exceptions. We learned that one exception is Tamun is not mentioned, and another exception is Kalim. There's the chilek of shore is chayiv for kalim and of a boar is potter from kalim is not mentioned. Just like Aish is potter from Taman is not mentioned. So since you have exceptions already according to Rabbanan, we also have another exception. What's your kasha about psula megdashim? So we didn't list that either. We have three exceptions now. Eli, Amr Rabbi Yehuda. But according to the pshat that you were trying to learn in the Braisa, that it's going like Rabbi Yehuda and boar is chayiv for kalim. So nothing was extra. And Taman, by the way, Rashi says, is also not extra. Because Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and holds Taman by Aish is also Chayiv. So the whole exception of Taman, which is Chayiv by Shor and Bor, and Potter by Aish is not a Chilik according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds Taman by Aish is also Chayiv. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's absolutely no exceptions. So my Shire, die Shire, if you're going to tell me that he left over one thing, what's that one thing? Psula Amagdashim. We have a rule. If you leave over one thing, you have to find another thing. So the Gemara says, I found something. Shayer Dashbin Niroi. If an ox goes over to a plowed field and he starts trampling on the plowed field and he makes it flat and you're going to have to go and re-plow the whole ground, Rashi says that's a Toldov Shor, which we're learning is Karen. So now Rashi says, that's chomer by shore over boar, and it's not listed. Here's that Rashi that we quoted before. Why isn't boar have this? Because boar can never do damage to karka. Here's that Rashi. So dash beniroi. The Mephoshim have a question on Tosfos. How does Tosfos understand the Gemara here? Because here, apparently, Rashi's pshat is the only pshat that you could say. That the dash beniroi is only possible by shor. It's not possible by boar. And the Mephoshim answered that here, Tosfos doesn't have such a problem. Because we didn't use the word lasuye. In the Gemara before, when it brought down lichecha niroi, which was speaking about the fire doing damage to a plowed field, there it used the word lasuye, to add. And if you're saying to add, it sounds like we're going to add whatever we could add. So Tosfos asked, there's many cases you could add. You could add that a fire can burn down a house. It can burn down an apartment building, which a boar cannot do. So there, Tosfos didn't like Rashi's pshat. But here, where the Gemara doesn't say lasuye, we're not trying to give a whole list. So, Enechanami, this one case of Dosh Beniroi is shayach by shor, Karen, and it's not shayach by boar, because boar can never do hezek to karka, says Rashi. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a good exception. Imishum Dosh Beniroi, lav shiyuruhu. That's not a leaving something over. Why? Da'atana, we learned it on Tesamid days when we began this sugya, shekein darko leilach alazik, that what's the derech of a shor? The derech of a shor is it goes and does damage. So Rashi says that includes all damages that are possible. So Dosh Beniroi would be included in this Tolda of Karen. So therefore, according to the end of the Gemara, it seems the Gemara likes better to zetzain the Braisa that it's going according to Rabbanan, and there are a number of three exceptions to which were not mentioned, and it's not going like Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, we would have a problem if Psuli HaMikdashim is an exception, my Shire, the High Shire, and we weren't able to find anything else, so therefore it fits in better to say it's going like the Rabbanan. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. Sometimes, if I just am responsible for preparing a little of the damage, I can be held accountable for the whole damage. Tana Rabbanan. The Rabbanan learned in a brisa. Hechshati mitzvahs nitzkoi, chabetish lumin nitzkoi, kehechshir kol nitzkoi, as if I did the whole damage case, so what's the case? Hachoyfer bor tishiv, I made a pit that is 9 tvachim deep. And normally 9 tvachim is only mazik, and it doesn't cause death. Ubo acher, and somebody else came, vishnu lasar, and made one more tefach, made into 10 tvachim, acher and chayiv. And an ox fell in and died, the last one alone is chayiv. And Rashi says it would be chayiv both if he got damaged. Even for damage, I wouldn't share the damages with the one who did the 9 tvachim. Even though if I wouldn't have added the 10th and he would have done the 9 alone, that alone would have caused hezek. Rabbanan hold that the last one, he's chayiv both for killing and for hezek. But the like a Rebbe, this is not like a Rebbe, the son of Ritna Brisa, hachayfer bor tishu bracha v'shnu asara, if I made it 9 and somebody else came along and made it to 10, achron chayv, the one who did it last, is chayv, both for nezakin and misa. Rebbe Yomer, achr achr la misa. You know when you go after the last one, that's only for misa. Achr shneim la nezakin. If it caused damage and not misa, then we have to share in payments to the nizik. The one who made 9, the one who made the 10th tefach, we share because the 9 was also responsible for hezek. Rapapa says, no, we could say that the Brice or our Mishnah could go even like Rebbe. Lemisa v'divri akol. It's speaking about for Misa, and everybody holds for Misa the Achron is Chayiv, because the first one only did 9. He couldn't have made Misa. The 10th one who finished it off to make number 10, he's Chayiv. And in Mela, we could Zetzai, speaking of Lemisa, and according to Rebbe and the Rabban. Ikka the Amri Sam learned it differently. The Kasher was on Rebbe, Lame the like Rebbe. Maybe Abraisa is not like Rebbe. Amra Papa, no Kasher. Lemisa, but they're very called. It could be going like Rebbe. And it's speaking about a case of Misa, and everybody agrees that the Achron is Chayiv when it's related to Misa. Maskev lo Reb Zera. Ask Reb Zera Kasher, Vesu Leka. Is this the only case you could come up with where the Achron is Chayiv? That's the case of Miktsas. Which the Mishnah said, Hechshati miktsas niskoi, chafti b'dashumi niskoi, kehechshikol niskoi. I'll give you other cases. So Tosfos has a kasha right away. In Divrei HaMaskil v'su lekka, the second last Tosfos on the Amid. What's the problem with the Gemara? So I have one case. The case of a boar 9 and somebody else made a 10. You want to find me other cases? Whatever those cases might be. What's bothering you with the case that I have? So Tosfos says there was something bothering the Gemara, because the only way I could make the case with a boar 9 and somebody else did the 10th tefach is either to say it's not going like Rebbe, it's not the Divrei HaKoel, or it's going like Rebbe and it's speaking about Misa and not Nezikin. So the Gemara is asking, you know what, I'll give you a case which is Divrei HaKoel and it's speaking about Nezikin. So why should I fetch in a case of boar where I have problems? That's how Tosfos learns the Gemara. Vayikra, I have the fallen cases, and Rashi points out that the first cases that we're going to bring here are not even a Mishnah, but they're logic. We're going to, on Amid Beis, we're going to bring already a Brisa. But right now, logic. What's the case? Maser Shor L'chamish B'nei Adam. He gave his Shor to 5 people to watch. This Shor, we'll see, did it need all 5, did it not need all 5, but to make sure that this Shor wouldn't damage, he gave it over to 5 people. Uposhu boy echad man, and one of them was negligent. What did this one fellow do? He went and he had a siesta. He went to sleep. He took a lunch break, whatever it was. He went away, vihizik, and while he was gone, it was in the protection of the other 4, it damaged. Chayiv, he is chayiv. Hey chidami, the Gemara says, what's the case? Elam the beloved, Elevi Minter, if without him it wouldn't have been able to guard. In other words, this ox, in order to make sure it would not cause damage, requires all 5 people at their post watching. If that's the case, pshita the iukavit. The other 4 fellows are there doing their job. He walks away, he's not doing the job. So of course he's negligent. He alone has to pay. So in other words, the Mishnah didn't have to tell you that. Our case is a chiddush. Our case is a chiddush because really the one who did 9 tvachim was also causing damage. So the chiddush is that even though he was causing damage, but since the 10th one finished it off, we give the whole chiyuv to the 10th one. But here it's pashut that the last one's chayiv. The others didn't do anything wrong. Elo the belavi unami minter. If this guy walks away, the other 4 could watch it also. So Mike Ovid, what did he do wrong? Now here we have a machlaikis rishonim, and this machlaik is going to be throughout the sugi here. The Rashi sheet in the whole sugi is Micah Ovid. What did he do wrong? Therefore, he's potter. He doesn't have to pay a dime. The Rambam in Hilchas Niske Mam in Perek Dalet Halacha Zayin, and so will be Tosfos on Amud Beis, the top Tosfos, they say my covenant means, why is he worse than the other four? He should share, they should split the payments in five parts. And as he walked away, those other four could have watched it, and they didn't, and then a hezek happened. So you could say all five are responsible, the one who walked away, and the other four who didn't do their job either. But why is he more guilty than the other five? Because by walking away, he still enabled the other four, they were capable, had they set their mind to it, to watch it. So why make him the worst one and be guilty and chayv the whole thing? That's the worst kasha according to the Rambam and Tosfos. What happens if I have a fire and another guy comes along and adds bunches of vegetation and wood to my fire and he causes it to burn? So I would be chayiv. Hey, Chidomi, Gemara says, what's the case exactly? You want to say this is the case of mixas, even though I did a little, I'm chayiv for the whole thing. If without what I added, the fire would not have moved and spread. So pshita, it's pashut that I'm the one who did it, I'm chayiv. And our Mishnah is a case where it's not pashut, as we explained. As Rashi points out here, that the one who did nine, you can't say did nothing, he did a bor of hezek. He did a bor that also helps the tenth one to cause misa. He's let's say more than half or three quarters of the death is dependent on the guy who made the ninth vachim. You can't look at him as if he did nothing. But if I have a little fire, I'm making a barbecue, I have a contained fire, and everything's fine, another guy comes along and adds to it and makes it spread like wildfire, so pshita, the guy at the end is the guy who did all the trouble, and he's chayiv. Our Mishnah couldn't say that case, because our Mishnah is telling us a chiddush, not telling us something pashut. Ela the belav yuazla. Without me adding, it would have gone by itself. So my ka'avit, again, the same kasha like before, and again, the same achlagis Rashi and Toysis. Rashi says, my ka'avit, it would have gone anyway, I should be potter. Toysis says, I should split it, but I shouldn't be chayiv for the whole thing, like the Rambam Shita. Maskla rapapa vayika, the following. I'm not going to give you now svoras, I'm going to give you a brisa. Hod is sanya. Hey, she yashra al saf shalachat. Five fellows were sitting on a bench. They didn't break it. And a sixth fellow came along, and he broke it. The last guy is chayiv. Oh, he only did a mikzas, and he's chayiv for the whole thing. Why, and this is a brisa. So why don't we have that example? Why do we have the case of bor, which is a machloikis? Here everybody agrees. The Amara Papa, you know who this sixth fellow is, going Papa Bar Abba. As Rashi says, that he was a stout person. He was Shahaya Balbosher, says Rashi. Papa Baba was a stout fellow. What's the case? Hey, Chidami. If without Papa Baba sitting down, it would not have broken. Again, Pshita. It's Pashit that he would be Chayiv. And Rashi says the same idea. That he's the one who caused it. Whereas by the boar, 90% of the misa was caused by the one who did the nine-tenths of the boar. But here it's Pashut that the last one, because if he wouldn't have sat down, nothing would have happened to this safsol. He's the whole cause. The Mishnah doesn't tell us something that's Pashut. Ella the Belavi Unami Yitber. Ella, it would have broken even without the sixth fellow sitting down. So my kovet, again, machlagis Rashi Toises. Rashi says the sixth one should be Pater and Gansit. Toises says all six should be Chayiv. But why should he be the only one that's chayiv? So the Gemara says, listen, before when you had this kind of kasha, so we said, I was suggesting a pshat, a case, a scenario, and you asked me these questions, so I take away my scenario. But now, soif masniseichem etartza. Now your question is not only on a scenario, your question is how to understand pshat in the brisa. So what's pshat? Light Sricha must be the Belavi you have emit for betray Shoy. If he wouldn't have sat down, Papa Baraba, it would have broken in 2 hours. Vahashdid per Bechadisha. And now it would have broken through Papa Baraba sitting down in 1 hour. The Amrulay, the other five fellows can say to Papa Baraba, Ilavad, if not for you, have a Sivna and Tve Porta, we would have sat another 10 minutes. Vekamir, we would have got up and nothing would have happened. The safsal would have been just as good as it was before. So therefore, we're potter. You're a chayiv. So this, we can't use this in the brisa, in the as a case in the Mishnah, again, because in the Mishnah, there's a chiddush that even though the one guy did 9/10, one guy did nezikin, even though he didn't do misa, the chiddush is that the whole chiv is on the achrot. So that chiddush you don't see over here. Because in this case, it would have broken after 1 hour. It would have broken after 1 hour, but until the 1 hour, nothing would have happened whatsoever. Just by sitting 10 minutes, nothing would have happened. So to say it's pshat in our Mishnah, that's not a chiddush for our Mishnah. But at least we have a way right now to answer this kasha. What does the brisa mean? But the Gemara is not happy with that. V'leim alehu. Why doesn't Papa Bar Abba say to the other five, ilav atun b'didil have a mitbar? If not that you remained seated, it wouldn't have broken either. In other words, why are you blaming it on me? If you saw me, a heavy guy, coming, and you know, if this guy comes, we're finished, the whole thing's going to break very soon, so what should you have all done? You should have jumped up and run away and let me sit down myself. I couldn't have broken it myself, and you couldn't have broken it myself. It was us together. So why am I shouldering the whole financial responsibility? Like Tzricha must be the Bahadeh the Samach Butavar, that he leaned on them. And when he leaned on them, it broke. So Rashi, the Maram explains, adds 2 points here. Rashi says that number one, we're now going back to the case, Belav Iyu Loi Itber, without him, it would not have broken at all. And as we're forgetting about the case with 1 hour and 2 hours, we're going back, right back to square one. The case is Belav Iyu Loi Itbar. What did you ask me? It's Pshita. So first of all, you had a question, why can't they say that, what about his kindness to them that you should have run away? The answer is, we can't run away because you, 600-pound fellow, are leaning your whole body on us. We're unable to run away. So he has no tine on them. What was your other kasha? If Belav Yulei Itbar, if he had not sat down, then it would not have broken Pshita, that's Pashit. The answer is he didn't sit down. He laid down. What's the difference between sitting down or laying down? Sitting down is Gufoi. Laying down, not letting them get up from the bench, that's koichoi. I would have thought that koichoi doesn't have the same din as gufoi. In other words, he himself couldn't have broken it, they couldn't have broken it without him, or he without them. He can't say to them, why didn't you get up? He's leaning on them, he doesn't let them get up. But on the other hand, is it pashut? It's not pashut. Because since he by himself could not have done it by himself, he needed them. The only way he did it was through his power, but not through his body, his guf. He wasn't sitting on them. He was lying on them. That's the chiddush. The Gemara asked, Pshita. So the Gemara answers this very answer. I would have thought that koicha is not like his body. If you would have held him responsible, if he would have sat on them with his guf, then of course he would have been responsible. He doesn't let them get up, and he's causing the whole damage by adding his weight, his 600 pounds on top of their five bodies. So of course he's chayev. So just like he's chayev begufoy, he's chayev even if he leans on them and doesn't let them get up, which is only his power and not his actual body. If you're chayev for gufoy, you're chayev for koichoy. For Eid Gemor, v'su leka. There's no other case. I have another case. This which we learned in the Braisa, he kua serbenei adam. Baser makas, if 10 people hit one person with 10 rods, bang bevasachas, whether they did it all at one time. Bang bezachas, they did it one after the other, umes, and then he died. Kulam p'tur, they're all potter. Rashi says, because ein yadua al yadei mineg, we don't know who gave the final blow that killed him. However, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseya disagrees with 1 point. He says, if they did it all at one time, you're right. There's not one person that we could say was the one who killed him. Because all 10 killed him, and we don't know who killed him. But if they did it one after the other, Achron Chayiv, the last one is Chayiv. Why? This man is falling from the blows of 9 people. In a few minutes, he's going to expire. But what did you do by giving that tenth blow? Mipnei shekira es misasoi. You hastened his death. You hastened the death of a dying person. So Rashi explains that this is a machlokes in Masechta Sanhedrin, daf ayin chesem adav, between the Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda. And it's based on the interpretation of a pasuk. Ki yake kol nefesh adam ksiv. The pasuk is, this is three lines before it gets wide in the Rashi. Ki yake kol nefesh, what's the word kol nefesh mean? So the Rabbanon, let's start from Rabbi Yehuda B'Seir. Rabbi Yehuda B'Seir holds kol duhu nefesh. Kol nefesh means any life, even if it's a dying person's last moments on this earth. That's also part of kol nefesh. Did you extinguish his little life that he had left in him? You're chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh. Rabbi Rabbanan say no. Kol nefesh means you're only chayiv if you took the life of someone who's a totally functioning, healthy human being and you killed him. But if you killed a dying person, that's not kol nefesh. They don't learn kol duhu, even a little nefesh. It has to be a total nefesh, and therefore you're potter, even though you were mekarv misasei. So why don't we say that's the case according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh, where you only gave the tenth blow at the end, you only did a mitzvah, and yet you're chayiv misa. The tenth person will be chayiv misa for killing a human being, because mitzvah nefesh according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh is chayiv. The answer is b'ktolo leikamayri. Our Mishnah is speaking about nezikin. We're not speaking about kol shekhavti mishmarasei afilu hechsharti mitzvah niskoi. The lashon of the Mishnah is that I was machshir niskoi, but we're not talking about death. The Ebay Sam have another test, but plukta like him. We're not talking about an argument. This is an argument. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh and Rabban. The Gemara says v'loi. You're not talking about an argument. V'akim like a Rabbi. You told me the pshat in the Mishnah. What's the case? 9 tefachim and 1 tefach would bore, and that's a machlokes between Rabbi and the Rabbanon. And you said if it's our Mishnah speaking about Nezikin, deloy karebi, because according to Rabbi, for Nezikin, you share it. The person who made 9 tefachim shares the damage with the person who made the 10th tefach. So you learned our Mishnah, deloy karebi. So you all are involved in a machlokes. The Gemara says, wait a second, there's a big difference. Do like Rabbi Ukarabbanan Makminin. If the Mishnah will come out not like Rabbi, but it'll come out like the Rabbanan, good. Aber Kareb Yudah ben Beseira, the like Rabbanan, like Makminin. But you want it to be like Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira, and not like the Rabbim, the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira. It's only according to Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira we have a pshat that I damaged a little, and yet I'm chayiv as if I killed him completely. So that's only Rabbi Yehuda Maaseh. We don't want to make a Mishnah to go against the Rabbanan. But if the Mishnah will be like the Rabbanan, but it won't be like Rabbi, that we can live with. And that's the final pshat of the Gemara in the Mishnah.